in your presentation on Sexy Beast, what would some of the animals you're going to be talking about consider to be, quote, hot?
Well, you have to say cats, you know, with all that sex, that's pretty hot. And humans. Humans are probably, you know, an extremely sexy beast. Why? Because we have sex all the time. Now, if you look at other primates, they're going to have sexual swellings, most of them. And you've probably seen, if you go to the LA Zoo, the chimpanzee, or you see a baboon in another zoo, and they have this bright pink swelling. And that's, think of it like the ultimate cleavage. Really sexy. It's a turn on to the guys. But she only has it when she's in estrus, when she can get pregnant. And she loses it. But with human beings, you might think, well, we don't have sexual swellings. Wait a second. Or do we? You ever wonder why we need so much fatty tissue in our breasts and our buttocks? We don't need to feed our young, you know, with big breasts. What it is they believe it's a secondary sexual characteristics that keep the male invested to stay around because we're monogamous. We could be serial monogamous, meaning going from one relationship to another. We could be truly monogamous, or we could be socially monogamous, as I said earlier, where we're doing a little cheating on the side. But anyway, it keeps the guy around there longer to help care for the young.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Is there the equivalent in the animal kingdom of a relationship that just didn't work out or an ex acting really snarky?
You know, there are a lot of animals that have exes. There are what you call serial monogamous, take a fox, where you are stay together for that whole season. And sometimes they come back another season, and sometimes they don't. You're going to have, every once in a while, there's going to be a male fox who has two vixens, two females, and then he's going to run himself ragged between the two. And I'm sure the female is not happy that he's off with somebody else when, you know, it's like, wait a second. He's supposed to be back in 10 minutes. He went out to get milk, and he's still not home.
Have you found out about love, sex, and romance in the animal kingdom that even as a zoologist has surprised you?
I guess there are little tiny monkeys in South America, tamarins and marmosets. You used to think that they did monogamy. That's what was in all the books. And then they find out that most of the time they're doing what's called cooperative polyandry. Now, polyandry is when the female has more than one mate.
It's raining men.
So there's one female, and she has two males. And her baby, she's usually going to have twins, which is kind of odd for a primate to almost always have twins. And she's really little. I mean, she's the size of a small Pepsi, okay? And she's going to have twins, so she needs time off to lactate, to find food so she can lactate for these twins. 80% of the child care goes to dad. The cooperative part of the polyandry is that they're helping out. That sounds good, but then you stop and you think, wait a second, she's having twins. Only one of the males are probably the father, right? Only one of their gene pool is being represented. The other one's a cuckold. He's doing all this work and he's not, you know, not having anything to show for it. Well, they find in DNA studies that these twins are probably not identical. They're fraternal. And that the father, there can be two fathers in the same litter. We see this in cats. We see this in the domestic dog, but what I didn't know is we can also see this in human beings. There has been females who have had twins fathered with two different fathers as a human being.
Huh, no, I did not know that. I knew about the cats, but I didn't know that about people.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Well, they found that out, I guess, because they were two different nationalities, and they went, oh.
Interesting. As we approach Valentine's Day here, what do you think that what you found out about love, sex, and romance in the animal kingdom can teach us as human beings?
Well, you know, I think learning about this stuff has really helped me. I wish I would have learned about it when I was younger and first dating. I think young girls, we don't really like to talk about sex too much, especially with young people. And I think had I known that what I wanted from a relationship was not what a young boy wanted from a relationship. You know, I think so many young girls are looking for a best friend, someone to confide in. And yet young boys, their testosterone level is really high. And most of them might be looking for a friend, but probably most of them are really looking just for sex. And I think if young girls realize, oh, their objective is different than mine, it's not, doesn't have anything to do with me, it's not, I'm not good enough, so he doesn't want to stay around. It's just, you know, nature is driving him to, you know, experiment.